of anything save the cross of the Lord. The cross of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my friend. It's so good to be with you right now, and I think I almost always say that because it's true. It's true, the bounty of friendships that we have and the wonderfulness of life, even at times when we're anxious about not having enough. And that's a real issue in so many lives. Even in what people think of as a wealthy country, the United States, not only the obviously poor, but we who seem not to obviously be poor feel our poverty. So I've plunged into it, haven't I? Like a cold pond. This reality of when there's so much around us, we can be envious of others because it seems like others might have what we long for. I'm struck again today, and there are no words for it. St. Paul reaches to it so beautifully in the image of the cross, that you and I truly are a new creation. He puts aside circumcision and non-circumcision and all those things to come to know the peace and mercy that is ours, because we are a new creation. It isn't that we don't have, and it isn't that we don't have to work on our budgets. Save our pennies, as we used to say when I was a child. But we need to look up and realize, and that's why we're here, I think. Meditate, sit with, breathe in the truth of God's great love for us. The outpouring fullness, as we often say here, the fountain fullness of God's love. It is beyond concept, and that's why not only do I express ideas here, but you and I are interested in coming together, congregating, being companions, compano, breaking bread together. And simply a little bit here, breaking open the word that for us as Eucharistic Christians, Catholics and others, comes prior to the table. We hear the word. And instructed in the best sense of that, our hearts opened again to the truth, the depth, the outflowing, never contained revelation of God's love. We come to the table of plenty, the table of plenty, the table of abundance, overflowing with choice food and wine, the body of Christ. And the blood, the cup of New Testament, a new time. And here we are in that. The cross in Paul's narrative world is the transformative event that ends the old order of things. The event through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. This startling imagery expresses God's violent and startling imagery expressed. Irrevocable termination of everything that Paul has previously believed and cherished. So I'm reading a commentator here just making the point that this is just a radical departure for Paul. And in that, he says, the cross is God's deed for us, not only for and about sin or sinfulness, but it's the plenty of God's new day for us. And Paul is always exhorting us to walk in the newness and the fullness of life. That behold, we are a new creation. I'm just going to keep stumbling over my words. It's so striking. No wonder we want to sit and be quiet. Wherever you are now, and I right now just pausing, and I'm closing my eyes and just sensing this richness. those who comment on this passage tell us it's so beyond our worry and some of our preaching about the cross overcoming a sin. Yes, but it's the redemption of the whole order of creation. The movement of us in God's outpouring, conversion, the welding in the cross of heaven and earth to the new age, the new time, proclaimed by Isaiah and heard in such great fullness in the book of Revelation. That book rather having us tremble from fear is asked to invite us to tremble for fullness. The vision of God's new creation is fundamental to Paul's theology. He proclaims not just salvation of souls, but here's a big word, but also God's eschatological redemption of all of creation. That things come to the fullness of time in Christ. All things, a new creation. So we might pause a bit and let that sink in a bit and feel that. This is precisely what when God and Jesus Christ was reaching out to Paul or slobs like me and others and saying, hey, would you follow me? He does to you and I now, each in our own way. Would you go proclaim the reign of God? Would you let others know of this indwelling God, this household that has enough for others? This household that is everybody's household. This table that is everybody's table. Would you do that? That you and I do what we're doing now. We sink deeply into that truth. And we let that living truth sink deeply into us. I know from all the years I've lived, and they've been a few, there's so much change to still happen in my heart that I might know and believe and feel the truth, the wonderful truth, that you and I are sisters and brothers, all of us, a new creation in Christ. Now, not by our accomplishments, first or primary, but by the outpouring grace of Christ crucified. I used to think that in churches where the cross is shiny and gold and bespeckled by jewels, that it dismembers and offends the poverty of Christ and the brutality of the crucifixion. And that might be true, but also, and it strikes me now, that the scandal is that the cross is glorious. And Paul proclaims that to us. But I would only know that if I allow the grace of God as it would right now to bring a new peace and healing to our souls. So that where we feel poor and broken, tired and restless, we're freed not only from failure, but freed into fullness, redeemed into the completion of life already. And that here and now, wherever you are and I am, that cross does not reign over us, but it is in our hearts, that transformation. The convergence of heaven and earth is not somewhere else, but it's in you and me now. We are the new creation of Christ, God, in Him who became one of us, that we might become God. Neither does circumcision mean anything, nor uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule, this organization, this way of being, and to the Israelite, Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. my friends, brothers and sisters right now, and some I've talked to you recently or over time, let's let that be as it is, shining forth from us. This passage in Galatians was especially dear to Francis on his feast day, which is coming up in a while, might be now when you're listening to this. This woundedness shines forth the glory of God. And it's scandalous. It asks us to celebrate the joy of God's love for us and share that in the bounty of our daily living. Quiet now. Stillness takes us in and arises in us as we pause and give thanks and remember again to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be. Peace and love from Dan and Greg to you right now and from the whole Mountain family.
Of anything save the cross of the Lord, the cross of Jesus Christ. Through it the world has been crucified to me, and I to the life of the world. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, all that matters now is one created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life. The Israel of God. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear of the